Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The chief priests and elders of the people, as we heard of them in the lesson for this service, had made up their minds about Jesus, but they were not admitted it. The word of the Lord had been coming to them in the Old Testament at least ever since their synagogue school days. The word of the Lord had come to them more recently in the preaching of John the Herald, John the Baptizer, and most recently from the mouth of Jesus himself. But then, whole people do not need it as riches. And they had not come to a confession of their sins such as. Rather, they were quite pleased with themselves and give their conformity to God's law, a pleasure which they were able to maintain because they regarded that conformity as an outward matter altogether. 1 Samuel 15:22 had not made it right for them. Behold, your day is better than sacrifice, and to hearken on the fat of rams. Ezekiel 18:30, repent and turn from all your transgressions, lest iniquity be your ruin. Had never struck them as God's call to them, because they saw righteousness as a matter of form, and they were convinced that their good form made them holy and acceptable to God. Honoring God with their lips, saying to him, Lord, Lord, in their worship, gave them a sense of closeness to God, which God did not acknowledge. But Jesus would not let them be unfound in their false security. He told them the parable of two sons, as we heard it in the reading from Matthew. They readily identified the son who really did the will of his father. And Jesus promptly used their insight as a means for calling them to the deeper insight of repentance and faith. Notorious sinners were entering the kingdom of God before them, because they, the notorious sinners, accepted the way of righteousness which John presented to them. In calling them to godly sorrow for their sins and to faith in the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The chief priests and elders had not accepted the way of righteousness from John, nor had they accepted it even when they witnessed it for themselves in the person and the work and the word of Jesus. Nevertheless, it was not too late. Tax collectors and harlots were going into the kingdom before them, but the going into the kingdom was still happening. They could even then repent and believe and go into the kingdom. This is one of many instances of a kind that comes to a climax in our Lord, Father forgives them, taken from the cross, showing how much he wants to save each individual. Here are also echoes of Ezekiel 18:32, for I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord God, so come and live. But this is also one of the many instances in which the Lord contrasts form with performance, in a way that shows how easy it is to confuse outward form of piety with the obedience of true faith. The chief priests and the elders of the people devoted their lives entirely to the practice of religion without following any secular occupation whatever. And yet, they were like the second son in the parable who spoke obedience to the Father without doing it. Though they professed love for God and claimed to be demonstrating devotion for him in their way of life, they missed the center of it all when they resisted the Spirit's prompting to take their reason captive in obedience to Christ. They like their religion as long as they can have it their way. Then they're satisfied and fulfilled. But they resisted and refused when God tried to lead them to confess the sin which was theirs in spite of the outward piety, and to accept the Savior who was graciously there in offering himself to them, even though they had not asked him. We who suppose to be full-time practitioners of religion without a secular occupation should be sobered by the example of the chief priests and elders of the people, as did they. So could we so easily become altogether preoccupied with the outward forms of true religion, to the point of forgetting that the real substance of true religion is obedient faith, which really makes confession of returned sin. Eagerly returns to the Savior for full and free forgiveness, zealously strives to discover ever more perfectly what the mind of Christ is, for the sake of making that mind our own and translating it into a righteous living which genuinely seeks love to him who first loved us. Let our religion, by the grace of God, be as our Lord gives it, not merely form, but performance. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds.